Today, as we continue on Growth Points, we're going to take a few moments to once again talk about this subject of passion. There's a lot of passionless preaching in America, a lot of passionless leaders, a lot of passionless spouses, and God wants us to put our hand to the plow and to not look back, but to move forward. Paul said, I press toward the mark. In our last Growth Points, we learned that this matter of being a passionate leader involves taking personal responsibility. David encouraged himself in the Lord. It involves seeking the fullness of the Holy Spirit and walking in the Spirit. It involves knowing God's vision for my life. God's vision inspires me to give my best. And then it involved, fourthly, having a biblical philosophy, because strong convictions precede great actions. Now, I want you, if you're jotting some of these down as we talk about passion today, I want to give you a next step for having passion in 2014. And that step is that you would seek and maintain godly friendships. Now, let me just state this very clearly. The right kinds of friends are going to help you to have stronger passion, and the wrong kinds of friends are going to demotivate you. The Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. You and I both need that type of friend that is as iron sharpening iron. Now, in my life, oftentimes I think about the matter of friendships in this way. There are going to be sometimes those friends on one end that are always so negative and so disparaging and so discouraging that being around them will take you down and will take away your passion. But there are other friends who, yes, they may be truthful with you. They may say some things that you weren't expecting them to say, but their goal in doing this is to encourage and inspire you to be what God wants you to be in this life. And one of the rules of thumb that I've had for friendship has been very simple from the book of Proverbs. Make no friendship with an angry man. Someone that's just looking for a fight for the sake of the fight does not produce passion in my life for the good fight of Jesus Christ. And so I have chosen to put men and women around my life that are positive and helpful in the work of the ministry. One of the ways to know the direction of your state or this nation is to look at the cabinet that the governor or the president puts around him. Those are people that will encourage him to do right or wrong. And in all of our lives in the new year, we need the kinds of friends that will stir passion. One of your goals for 2014 might be this: God, I'm praying that you will give me a spiritually passionate friend who will ignite and help me to be stronger in the Lord. And then let me say this. If you want greater passion, make sure you have the right friends. Secondly, pray for passion to win souls. Jesus said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers. Let me encourage you in the new year, pray for a burden for souls. Pray for a passion. Ask the Lord to give you a passion. And also, put some feet to that prayer. Find a partner that you'll be a soul winner with in the new year, someone that you'll witness with. Set a time, maybe a church time, maybe an off-the-wall time, Tuesday afternoons or some other time. But find a time, because what gets scheduled gets done. And so pray for a passion in the area of soul winning. You probably already know this, but in the average metropolitan area in America, the average church will lose 8 to 10% of their membership every single year. So we've got to find 10% of our membership just to stay even. And that means I've got to stay passionate about this matter of reaching people. Sometimes we can get discouraged and say, wow, you know, I reach people and I do this and then the church doesn't go forward. But God is looking for men and women who will maintain passion in the area of soul winning. And then let me say, if you're going to maintain passion, you must, in the new year, turn away from distractions that would pull you away from a passionate walk with God. I'm talking about sin. I'm talking about weights. There's good, better, and best in this life. And sometimes the devil will gladly encourage you to trade the good for the best. He doesn't want you soul winning. He doesn't want you reading the Bible. He doesn't want you in the revival meeting. He wants you to be a good guy doing less for Jesus. But let me just encourage you, lay aside the sin and the weight. Sin will rob your passion. I've never met a Sunday school teacher who had been entertaining wrong or evil thoughts or involved in wicked actions who really enjoyed teaching his class. In fact, the most miserable thing you can do when you're not right with God is try to serve God. So the best thing you can do before the new year is to make sure that you're right with God. Don't let any distractions rob your passion. 2 Timothy 2 and 4, Paul said to Timothy, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life." Why? Because those entanglements rob our passion. And then let me say this. I would encourage you to passionately pursue excellence in the new year, in everything that you do. And one of the ways that you can pursue excellence is to remember Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 8. Better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof. So ask yourself this today. When I'm almost finished with 2014, 1 year from now, how do I want this year to look? Consider the end of it. And consider today what you must do passionately to reach that desired haven to the glory of God. And then let me say finally, if you're going to live a passionate life, remember that every day you want to live to the glory of God. Every day you want your life to bring honor and glory to Him. That's your passion. If it's all about you, it's going to become very short-lived. But if it's all about Him, there's a reason every day to live. Proverbs 11:14 tells us, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety." Maybe get some counsel about how you can best glorify God in the new year. Seek His face and let God work in your life to that end. My friend, God deserves from each of us a passion-filled life of service. Paul said, "I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." December 31st is coming. Don't just stroll across the line into a new year, but press into the new year and ask God to give you the passion that you might in turn give it to Him for His honor and His glory. Have a wonderful day.